Now on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville, it's time for the only area radio show devoted exclusively to football. That is to say, soccer.
Local, MLS, Premier League, and international.
It's Blokes on the Bench, and you can reach us at 434-284-9470 or at facebook.com/blokesonthebench. Now here's your host, Andy Richardson.
All right, guys, what a weekend of results to get through.
You're listening to Blokes on the Bench on 94.7 WPVC, which is at 28494.
Oh, there you go. What a way to start the show. All right, what a weekend of results, guys, to get through this evening. Alongside me, my trusted panel of experts.
Ryan.
Mark.
Before we get into it, guys, at around 20 to 7 this evening, we have a chance for you to win a copy of FIFA 17, as well as announcing last week's winner. All right, Ryan.
Kicking it off, aren't we?
Straight in.
All right, Manchester United, 3 losses on a trot, at home to Old Trafford to Leicester City.
Yeah, great response, wasn't it? Great game, great start. Actually, first 20 minutes, Leicester looked the better team, created far more kind of threatening attacks and stuff like that. But United, you know, after the first goal went in, Chris Smalling, we looked like a completely different team. Mata kind of ran the show. I thought Herrera was brilliant in the middle as kind of a makeshift holding midfielder. Covered a lot of ground. And then obviously goals from Mata's goal was great. And then you've got Rashford and Pogba scoring in the last 5 minutes of the first half. So, yeah, no, that was great. Great result, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what can you say? Everybody is waiting for a performance. Obviously, big news of the morning of the game was that Rooney wasn't going to feature.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people actually found it quite a surprise. I wasn't all that surprised. I think it's been coming for a while, especially when you look at the balance overall in the midfield. I've always said I think we needed to put a Herrera in there. I think I said last week we have a player in the squad that could be a very, very good holding central midfielder. Not really what he's used to doing, but he has all the attributes. He's a smart footballer, Herrera. And he proved it yesterday. I thought he was absolutely fantastic. So, great result for the mighty Red Devils.
Now, Rooney, let's talk a little bit about that. What is going on? Is it age factor, or is this, you were saying about the fact that he's not playing the right position that he's being trained for? Or?
Look, well, under Van Gaal, he tried to adopt this centre midfielder, if you like, kind of put it into terms like quarterback kind of role, kind of run the show. Just slows a lot of attacking momentum down. And he was trying to do that under Van Gaal. Mourinho's come in and said straight off the bat, he's not a midfielder. He's not a central midfielder. I want him as a goal-scoring attacker, a number 10, and that's what he's going to be. And even when we play him in that role, he drops so deep that, you know, when the likes of Ibrahimovic is holding a ball up, things like that, Rooney's nowhere to be found. You need people in and around you. And what I really enjoyed watching yesterday was the likes of Lingard, Rashford, around Wan Mata, around Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and we just look brilliant. We look great. And as far as I'm concerned, like the balance looked far better. Pogba was able to utilize the spaces, especially with having someone like Herrera behind him. Because I even pointed out to you in the first like 5 minutes, I was like, "Oh, Herrera's our new holding midfielder." Like every time he would get the ball or release the ball, he's looking where Pogba is, making sure that if Pogba's going, I'm staying.
Right.
He covered a lot of ground. And yeah, with Wayne, back to the Wayne thing. Look, if you're a holding midfielder or a central midfielder that's going to kind of be the quarterback of the team, your training day, so your Monday through Friday, is very different to if you're an out-and-out goal scorer.
Right.
Because what Wayne, I don't think, is doing is training in a way that you need explosive speed, you need far more stamina. Everything's in smaller bursts, but you need to be able to go for 90 minutes. As a holding midfielder, you look at the way Ryan Giggs adapted himself from an out-and-out left winger to a very, very assured central midfielder. And a lot of that comes down to the training that you do on a Monday, fitness training, ball practice training, like kind of scenarios and stuff on the training ground. And I'm not sure what he's doing on the training ground. Is he training with like Rashford, Martial, and Ibrahimovic in those areas where he's like banging them in from 20 yards? I'm not sure. Should he be doing more passing and movement with the likes of maybe Herrera, or Fellaini, or Pogba? I have no idea what's going on, but I think overall the balance was far better yesterday in the game, and it was actually a really good quality performance.
So where does Rooney sit then, if you were to play him?
I don't play him at the moment.
Really? Super.
I think you have to bring him off the bench, and he has to have that mentality now that he has to prove something. Yeah, he makes all this money. Yes, he's the face of Manchester United, but he has earned that.
You got to continue.
You don't just get legendary status, because if that was the case, we'd still be playing Bobby Charlton up front. Do you know what I mean? Like, at some point, you've got to show a little bit more than what you are. And I think it's going to be good for him. I'd like to see his attitude be, I'm going to stick around and I'm going to fight for my place, and the opportunities that I get, I'm going to take them. Whether or not he does that, we'll have to just wait and see.
Mark, you were going to say something.
Maybe he's going to be the new Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
And then there's silence.
Well, Ole Solskjaer, in my opinion, the greatest natural-born finisher that's ever walked the face of the earth.
So does this solidify Rashford's position?
You can't drop him. Just bundles of energy. Attitude is absolute spot on. I mean, you just can't drop him.
Yeah.
It is impossible. And then when you see how... Because you know what yesterday was really kind of inspiring to watch is how those young kids, Lingard, Rashford... And we'll throw Matter in there as well, even though he's a bit older. But how they kind of... I've never seen Zlatan Ibrahimovic cover more ground on a football pitch in my entire life, even when he was like back in his early 20s. He wanted it yesterday. Ibrahimovic was hungry yesterday, and he's feeding off the people around him. And I think a lot of that's down to Rashford, Lingard, Matter, Pogba. Like, he's surrounded by fast, energetic players who are, you know, in decent form and kind of riding the ship, and I think it inspired him, and I think we got a really good performance out of him yesterday, even though he didn't get on the score sheet, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah. Alright, guys, don't forget you're tuning in to Blokes on the Bench here on 94.7. You can get in contact with us. We want to hear from you on 434-284-9470 or on Facebook, facebook.com/blokesonthebench. And if you want a more direct way of getting in contact with us, Blokes on the Bench, all one word, non-caps, @hotmail.com. So that's blokesonthebench@hotmail.com. All right, so the next game, the other part of the city, Man City versus Swansea City at the Liberty Stadium.
I just want to, just before we go on to that game, as me and you both being mighty Man United fans, I think it's a bit rude that we don't talk about the best goal of the game in the United-Leicester game, and that was Damari Gray's absolute wonder strike past De Gea in the top corner. So it did finish 4-1, just in case you thought it was 4-0. But yeah, quick shout out to Damari Gray for... probably what was the best goal of the game. So, yeah, 4-1 Man United. Unlucky Leicester. Roll on to next week. And, so Swansea City, Man City, mate.
What did you think? What did you make of that one? Are they still... I mean, they looked strong, City, but...
Yeah, same old, innit? Same old. Get off to a great start. Aguero after 9 minutes with a trademark Aguero finish. Just blasting it through a goalkeeper. You know, Llorente, it was nice to see him score. It was a good finish as well for Swansea. Little slip by Sanya, put him in. So that was good. But again, Aguero again with a penalty. This penalty, you see it all the time, and I'm not sure it warrants a penalty. Yeah, his arms up and across De Bruyne, but, you know, for me, it's a little soft. And then obviously I thought Sterling's goal was actually really good towards the end. Obviously Swansea are trying to go for it, and Sterling kind of takes it from his own half. And pretty tidy finish. Nice little lollipop step over on the defender and just smashed it past the keeper. So Man City doing what Man City do, what they're going to continue to do. You know, 6 wins from 6, 18 points. More could you ask for? So, yeah, fair play to them, I guess.
You got something to say, Mark?
It was definitely a good win. I wonder what Man City's going to come out next week against Tottenham.
Yeah, I think the big news on that one is that obviously Harry Kane's not going to be there, and obviously we'll get into Tottenham a few pages over, but you know, it's nice to see like Son doing the business for them, and they've got other players stepping up. I think that's really important. But yeah, Tottenham is not a team you want to play, no matter how well you're rolling, because they're up there and you know, they want it after what happened last year. They definitely want it this year. So
right.
I foresee a lot of goals in that game.
Me too.
All right, guys, let's move on. Crystal Palace, Sunderland, Stadium of Light. I mean, you're seriously going to have to consider eating your words by party.
Yeah, I know, but I'm willing to do
last
that.
Last gasp winner.
Yeah.
Got the points.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that, but there's such a more like underlying focus we have to pay here, and that's to Sunderland. Absolutely shocking. To go 2-0 up at home with 30 minutes to go and let them back in 1 minute later. You let them back in 1 minute later. I tell you what, though, MacArthur's header was absolute beaut. That was a great finish to make it 2-2. And then for me, you just deserve it. You just right. deserve everything you get when it's the 94th minute. It's 2-2. At this point, Sunderland will take a point. They're crying out for a draw. And to let probably one of the best headers of a football in the Premier League stand by himself and get a 6-yard run on every defender in the box in the 94th minute, you deserve to get beat. You deserve to get beat. You deserve to have all the critics slam you. It's just pathetic. It was so poor. Mm. It was so poor. But they've got nobody standing up, Sunderland. They've got nobody, you know, taking ownership or anything. They're in real trouble this year. They always start. We saw a stat today on the TV where it said, you know, how they've opened up seasons over the past 6 years. And it's always the same. They never right. win a game. They always get a couple of points, but they never get relegated. This year, I'm telling you, I'm seeing something a bit different because I'm not seeing any decent performances across the park in that team. So, yeah, just shocking, really. Shocking.
And you were saying that if you're a Sunderland fan, to just start going to the games about 10 games in.
Yeah, just go. If you're a season ticket holder, just go on vacation for about 3 months and then start going to the matches because it's just poor. It's just really, really poor.
All right, guys, moving on. West Bromwich Albion, Stoke, at the Bet365 Stadium. A 1-1 all.
Yeah, it's all right. It's nice to see Joe Allen score. Actually, a pretty tidy finish, pretty smart finish when you watch it. It was pretty much the only way he could get it in. But like I said, we watched it today, the Rondon goal. I mean, that's just insane header to be that far past the front post and to put it in the far corner.
All right, guys, we got to get a go. It's just after 20 after the hour. Coming up, obviously, more results. And here we go. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Next game, Tottenham Hotspurs playing Middlesbrough at the Riverside Stadium. Tottenham, like you were saying, looking really good this year. Second in the league.
Yeah. And I don't think they've really got flying yet. I mean, they've got some... Sancho at the moment, yeah. He looks good, doesn't he? That second goal, I mean, I don't know how you let somebody score that, but what a finish that was. Mm. I mean, going nowhere for about... he had the ball for about 30 seconds, surrounded by about 4 Middlesbrough players. It was unbelievable. Great finish. But yeah, Middlesbrough at home... I think the only positive Middlesbrough can take is at least they got themselves back in the game, you know what I mean? Like the header from Gibson. They need to take whatever positives they can. And, you know, a team like Middlesbrough, who know they're going to be in a dogfight this year, right. know they're going to be in a relegation battle, you almost got to split the performance into two. So, yeah, they lost the first half 2-0, but they won the second half 1-0. You've got to take, as one of those type of teams, I put Burnley, Hull, those kind of teams in the same bracket, you have to take positives. Otherwise, you get so deflated. You get so... the confidence is gone. Honestly, I think Middlesbrough probably feel like they put in a decent performance and will work hard on the training field this week and ready for next week. So, you know, but Tottenham, yeah, look very good, especially like we just mentioned, no Harry Kane out for a couple of months. So, yeah, it's nice to see Son stepping up and doing the business. Let's hope he does it next Sunday against Man City. But, yeah, no, look good. Spurs always going to look good.
All right, well, talking to looking good, Liverpool versus Hull.
I know, mate. I know.
Second week in a row.
It is Hull. And okay, in defence, we struggled against Hull when we played them, but they've dropped a bit since then.
Yeah.
Do we take anything from this?
Well, look. You can only beat the team that's put in front of you. Hull went down to ten men. So Lallana scores, so it's 1-0. They have a man sent off, and it's a penalty. Al Mohammadi won it, deliberate handball on the line.
2 weeks in a row that they've gotten that call.
Yeah, so he gets sent off. Milner scores a penalty. Now it's 2-0 against 10 men. Obviously, they're going to outdo them. They're going to win. Myler, you know, got one back when I think it was like 3-0, so get it back to 3-1. But then a Coutinho special.
Oh,
I thought Mane's goal, the third goal, was actually really good as well. Like how quick he shifts
clean
the ball
finish.
And hits it. Power as well, no backlift, and it all happened in a split, like three touches in a split second, which is brilliant. And then obviously, like we said, Coutinho special won it. So, and then Milner got another penalty after, which I think was a pretty soft penalty. Sturridge doing a bit of a Frosby flop in the area, but that's what Sturridge does. So,
yeah.
So yeah, great win for Liverpool. They do look good. You can't write them off. They're playing with such confidence. All their star players are kind of doing the business. So. Yeah, no, looking good.
The shocker was the next game, Bournemouth versus Everton at the Vitality Stadium. Everton actually didn't look bad last week, and then they get
just that kind of team, though, aren't they?
Right,
they aren't that dissimilar to Man United, where they can have like a world like on their day. You feel like they could beat anybody, and then when they're off slightly, Bournemouth roll into town, just like what happened to Man United. Watford roll in and do them in. Mm. It's really inconsistent, but. Happy for Eddie Howe and the boys. 1-0. Stanislas was a great finish. Great finish. Got it caught under his feet a little bit, but generated the power to boff one in the top corner. It was a great finish. Everton, they'll do what Everton do every year and be in the top six, probably. I was happy to see Bournemouth win because they're kind of my secret second team, I guess.
Yeah. So in the corner there.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to roll on to the next game from the Emirates. Yeah. Arsenal versus...
Mark Smiley in the corner.
Conte's boys.
Can't
Chelsea.
Hold himself in.
And we're going to pass it to the resident gooner over there. Marco, fill us in. What do you think, mate?
I thought we looked really good, finally. We've been working towards this the last couple weeks, playing Mr. Sanchez up top. Think he's gotten acclimated to his role. And Walcott. Actually had a very good performance.
About time, wasn't it?
Yeah, about time, right. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous before the game. Normally, this fixture is pretty contentious. If you remember last season, Diego Costa and Gabriel got into it. Luckily, this is a clean match. No shenanigans. We just took it to him in the first half, finished our chances, and... Basically, we're able to just kind of set up shop in the second half.
Yeah, because I saw that it was like the first time in 10 Premier League efforts, if you like, that you actually beat them. It's been like 5 years since you beat them in the Premier League. So, great win for Arsenal. I thought they looked really good. Not too dissimilar to United. Just got the job done in the first half. Some really good football.
Like that
really
second
good
goal,
goals.
The passes,
second, yeah.
It's just like... Barcelona-esque.
Yeah, that second goal was what you kind of think about when you think Arsenal. When Arsenal are on song, that second goal was just completely.
And you were saying, we watched the game, you were saying Arsenal look dangerous in that game.
Yeah, they do. And
when they
really,
turn it on.
You know what? You know what I really like about Arsenal is that this is a game where I think that this could have easily been a game of like a story of two halves kind of thing where you go 3-0 up. And this easily could have finished like 3-2 back in the day. Or 3-3, like you let them back in. But it was such a like professional, disciplined performance in the second half. Just like Chelsea did nothing.
It was shocking.
Shocking, yeah.
Cahill giving the ball away again.
Yeah, that was poor. Look, everyone's going to make a mistake. And one mistake doesn't cost you the game after 11 minutes. It's defending poorly 3 minutes later and being completely torn apart by three very good one-touch passes. And tidy little finish from Walcott. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Conklin got injured in the game, but we're pretty deep in that position this year. We have Elneny and Xhaka, who's played well the last 2 weeks. So
yours looked like a better team for me when Cazorla was in there. I thought he was brilliant first half yesterday.
Yeah.
Just ran the show.
We missed him last year. I would completely agree on that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, don't forget you're tuning into Blokes on the Bench here on 94.7. You can give us a ring on 434-284-9470 or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/blokesonthebench, or email us, directly at blokesonthebench@hotmail.com. If you have any questions, read them out. One more thing about the Arsenal game, just to do with Arsenal. I heard some rumours about Wenger's going to retire at the end of the season. Have you heard anything about that?
There's all kinds of rumours floating around. If he does decide to retire...
Guys, we got a caller. Hold on. Hello, you're tuning into Blokes on the Bench. Who am I speaking to?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, God. I called in a couple of weeks ago. My name is Joel. I love you guys. Big Hull City fan. Really depressed after this last week, especially the week before when we lost to Mark's Arsenal. But as a new type of fan, my biggest thing that I'm curious about is relegation.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing that scares me is that if my team goes back down to the B League, I don't even think I want to watch anymore. But my question to you is, have you guys ever considered relegation at the studio? And if you did, who would you consider to relegate down to a different show? And I'm not trying to be sexist, but if I had to pick, I'd say Mark.
Whoa.
Quite sure how to answer that.
Yeah.
Is that football related? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. I'm not really sure either.
On that one.
What about yourself? What's your opinion?
And I guess, I don't know, I know a lot of the time the talk comes about all the teams at the top, but I'm curious what you guys think about Hull City. I know we started hot, we're cooling off pretty hardcore, but...
That was always going to happen.
Do you think moving forward we might have a chance to stay relevant, or at least...
You've got to be in it to win it, and it's what you do when it comes to this league. What decides who gets Champions League football, who gets relegated, is how well you perform with the teams that are around you. So when Hull City go to like Burnley, those are massive games because that's what we call a six-pointer. One of you is going to get 3 points, the other one doesn't get 3 points. So there's a massive divide there, yeah? So it's what you do against the teams that are around you. So all you've got to concentrate on, being a Hull fan this year, is all I would do is pull out your fixture sheet and mark these: what you do against Crystal Palace, what you do against Burnley, what you do against West Bromwich Albion, what you do against Sunderland, what you do against West Ham United, and you know, you could probably throw a couple more into there. And you know what? If you can sneak a few results against some of the bigger boys, you boys are going to be just fine. But that's where a lot of those lower teams that we know are going to be in a dogfight. That's what they do. They focus on where are my points coming from, and they highlight those games in particular and get their players fired up for it. So those are the games you actually want to pay most attention to. Kind of forget about the Hull City versus Arsenal, United, you know, Hull City versus Liverpool, because they're not expected to get anything from those. It's when you're really going to see your team and what they're capable of achieving is against the teams that are in and around them.
Does that answer your question?
Well, no, yeah, 100% love the answer, love the show. You guys are great. If you don't mind me giving a plug, I hope that people will start coming out. Cardinal Hall, they open up for the games, and because not a lot of them are televised around here. And
right.
So Cardinal Hall is open, and that's where I've been going to watch the games, and not many people have been showing up, but I want people to come out because it's been a great feel over there.
So. Exactly. Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Why don't we grow a scene in this town?
That's it. Get him in. Thank you, okay, so on the return fixture, Hull versus Man United, we'll make sure we're there, mate, all right?
We'll be there.
All right.
Take it easy.
Lot,
thanks for calling the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow. There you go. All right. So let's moving on to the next fixture. Southampton versus West Ham.
Yeah, that was the only game today. It was really, I mean, we just spoke about it, me and Mark, about how boring the first half was. You know, Austin's goal was pretty great finish, really. And it's kind of what you're buying. That's why you bought him. I always said, like a season ago, when nobody came in for him, this guy banged in so many goals for QPR when they were in the Premier League, and then they went down, and he stayed with them, and he wanted out, but nobody really came in for him. I think he's found a good home at Southampton, especially with the players around him like Tadic. So I think, you know, and obviously Nathan Redmond, I thought was really good today, put himself about. You know, Tadic's goal was pretty good. Another mistake. And then Ward-Prowse in the last couple of minutes kind of finished off West Ham. West Ham had a little bit of a go for 25 minutes in the second half. It's just not good enough.
No.
Not good enough.
Do you see Dmitry Payet there in January?
Not if they're in the bottom three. Probably if they're in the bottom six, no. I just don't see it.
I was reading something today about, can you imagine if they get relegated? I mean, obviously we're talking early days now, but they're in a brand new stadium.
But to me,
West Ham get relegated.
Yeah, but
I mean,
to
the
me,
championship playing with a...
To me, they're more likely to get relegated than Hull City, Burnley. Do you know what I mean? But, and by that, I mean that there is zero confidence in that team right now. I'm not seeing any ounce of confidence in that West Ham team. I almost see a little bit, and we've seen it in the first few games, the flicks and the flair and stuff, even at like 1-1. I think they were, you had the fancy cross from, what do they call that now?
Rabona.
Yeah, cross, and they scored, and they ended up losing that game. And it's like it's almost like they've got the new stadium, they've kept Payet, they've brought in a few decent acquisitions. It's almost like they're walking around like they're entitled just to step on a pitch and get 3 points or get something. And I'm sorry, you're in the wrong league, lads.
Yeah.
You can't just short Bilic doesn't seem like he knows what to do either.
To me, he didn't make any changes that I was confident was going to impact or change the game around. I mean, he brings on the young Fletcher kid that they got from United, 20-year-old, never played a first-team game for United, but they bought him on. Mm. And he had three touches the whole second half. He's a forward. And you're getting beat. It's, I don't know. I'd be worried if I was a West Ham fan.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Well, that's the fixtures for the weekend. Obviously, we still have a Monday game to play, Burnley versus Watford.
Yeah,
actually, might be interesting though.
I think that'd be a good. I think 2-2. I'm going.
Yeah, good old Troy Deeney.
Yeah, get a sneaky fiver on Troy Deeney to score first.
All right, guys. So we have the positions 1 through 10 at the minute as they stand. Manchester City are at 18 points behind them. Tottenham. 4 points behind them on 14 points. Arsenal sitting third, 13 points. Liverpool 13, Everton 13, Manchester United on 12.
I'm all right with that. Early days.
Seventh, we have Crystal Palace on 10.
How have they got there? How have they done that?
Well, Chelsea are in eighth. They're on 10. Southampton.
Commentator's curse.
I know, mate.
And in number 10, West Bromwich Albion sitting on 8 points.
I'm shocked by that as well. I think the only... You know what? I think... the only real standout on that list, in my opinion, is Chelsea in eighth. I know it's early doors, but you got a brand new manager. They got off to a pretty hot start.
We still have Costa.
You know, like, what is it? Haven't got a win in the last three Premier League games.
I think the one against Liverpool shook them.
Lost against Liverpool. Yeah, drew against Swansea, lost against Liverpool, and then obviously lost
against Arsenal.
Arsenal, yeah.
But, I mean, it's looking pretty tight. Okay, there's only, 4 points between Man City and Tottenham there. That's open.
That just shows you, look, this is what I love about it, yeah? Is because if Spurs go on and beat City on Sunday, or even get a result, like 1 point, it just brings the whole bunch back together, and that's the beauty of it.
Right.
You could say, oh, City are going to run away with it. They're not. I mean, each game is so important, and even just... them dropping 2 points and getting a sneaky draw.
Exactly.
You know, keeps everything bunched up. It's going to be a good year.
All right, guys, the time is now just before 20-7. Coming up, your chance to win FIFA 17 and obviously Champions League and some La Liga results as well. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. All right, FIFA.
So, yeah, last week we put a competition on. Win yourself a copy of FIFA 17 on whatever system you want.
So the first question,
we had a four-part question. So the first part was, who is the all-time record goal scorer in the Premier League? The all-time record goal scoring midfielder in the Premier League, all-time record goal scoring defender in the league, and the goalkeeper with the most clean sheets. Oh, and we had a submission, and our lucky winner with the correct answers of Alan Shearer, Frank Lampard, John Terry, and Petr Cech is none other than Christopher White. Well done, Chris.
Awesome. Just let us know what system you're playing on, and we'll send out a copy for you.
Absolutely.
So let's get right on to it for this week's
question. Yeah, we got another copy to give away.
That's right. Free. All you have to do is email us.
Email us with the correct answer to this little question and get yourself a...
Right, get a free copy.
FIFA 17.
All right, so, Ryan, do you want to do the honors?
Yeah, okay. So, this week's question, we're keeping it a little bit FIFA-esque this week.
Right.
So the question is, what year did Ryan Giggs appear on the cover of FIFA, and who did he appear with?
So basically, there's two other
players.
That's
it. Right? So there's three answers that you need to get because there's two other professionals on the cover with Giggsy. So we're looking for the year and the two other pros that appeared with him. And just simply email us the answers on that and your contact info.
Yeah.
And maybe you're in chance with winning a copy of FIFA 17.
Yeah, and you can do that through facebook.com/blokesonthebench. Or you can just email us directly, blokesonthebench, all one word, all non-capitals, at hotmail.com. Ryan, you have the La Liga results for this week.
Yeah, La Liga. It was actually a little bit interesting, actually, this week. Let's get straight into it, shall we? Barcelona just smashing Sporting 5-0. Just the regular there. You got Athletic beating Sevilla 3-1. I think the shocker was Las Palmas drawing 2-2 with Real Madrid. They literally scored with the last kick of the game. There's a little bit of beef between Cristiano Ronaldo and Zidane in that one. Zidane bought him off. I think Ronaldo's still trying to get a little bit up to fully match fit. But having said that, he didn't do that in the Champions League game the week before, and Ronaldo was kind of the spearhead to their comeback. So I don't know. We don't see everything. We don't know what happens on a Monday through Friday in training. Maybe he's kind of just doing some light training, still trying to get match fit. But yeah, that finished 2-2, and he didn't look very happy about the decision that he was coming off.
Yeah, throwing another hissy fit again.
Yeah, and then you've got Atletico Madrid beating Deportivo, Villarreal beat Osasuna 3-1. It was pretty decent, I guess, in the old La Liga.
There's one game to go as well on Monday, right?
Oh, Alves versus Granada, yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, so tune in for that one.
All right, Mark, you've got the Champions League fixtures.
The Champions, yeah, on Tuesday, the 27th. The games are going to be on Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2. So tune in. All games kick off at 2:45 Eastern Standard Time. In Group E, we have Monaco versus Leverkusen. And then CSKA Moscow versus Tottenham. One of the biggest games of the day is going to be Dortmund versus Real.
Yeah.
Sporting versus Legia. And then in Group G, it's going to be Copenhagen versus Club Brugge. And then Leicester's going to get a chance against Porto to keep rolling.
I'm going to be watching that one.
It should be a good game.
Yeah.
Group H is going to be the Europa League champion Sevilla versus Lyon. And then Zagreb versus Juve. Then on Wednesday, we have Ludogorets versus PSG. My boys, Arsenal versus Basel.
No, stop right there. Stop right there.
Arsenal don't underestimate game. Them.
What do you think the scoreline for that game is going to be?
Scoreline for us versus Basel. I think we'll probably win 3-1.
I'm going 2-1. You can't underestimate Basel, mate.
Good team.
Real good team.
We have Elneny from Basel. He came over last January.
They seem to acquire some really, really good young players, Basel. And they've torn United apart a few times in the past and other European teams as well. So I reckon that'll be a really good game. I think Arsenal will win. I'll go 2-1 on that.
All right, next one.
Gentleman's bet.
There you go.
So in Group B, it's going to be Besiktas versus Dynamo Kiev. Another good game that's going to be worth watching is going to be Napoli versus Benfica. Very even teams, I would say, in that fixture. Group C, Mönchengladbach versus Barcelona. Yeah, Barcelona should get the business done.
Yep.
5-0.
Another interesting game to watch is going to be Celtic versus Man City.
Yes, Celtic coming off with that 7-1 defeat against
7-0, wasn't it?
They didn't even get a goal. What do you think the scoreline in that's going to be?
City will rip them apart 4-0.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mark, what do you think? Sam?
I think Ryan's.
I actually think Celtic could pull at least one or two goals. They'll still get beat, I think, but I think it could be like 4-2.
I think they're actually in line for like the most goals conceded in Champions League history in the group stages. It's such a tough group.
Very tough group.
I just think they're going to get absolutely.
But the difference
destroyed.
Between, I guess, the Scottish Premier League then, this Premiership,
yeah,
and La Liga. Like, I mean, how different is it that you can get thumped? You're like two of the top teams in the leagues, and you just. Yeah. I mean, that's like United playing
some championship team and just thumping them, like just beating them 7-0. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, that's the huge divide. That's where, you know, and again, it comes down to how much money's pumped into these different divisions. Like, you don't get that much going into the Scottish football.
Right.
So, yeah, it just shows who the powerhouse leagues are. So, yeah.
So two more fixtures in Group D, another very tough group. I would say the key matchup of the week would be Atletico Bayern. That's going to be a great game.
Set your recorders for that.
I'm going 2-2 on that one. That's going to be.
I think a draw would be in line. Atletico versus Barcelona last midweek was a great match. 1-1.
Yeah.
And then you got Rostov and PSV.
So, all right, is that it? That's it for this week.
Yeah,
all right.
That's the fixtures for this week. That's all groups.
Awesome. Now, you may have noticed that we're missing one of our guys.
Yeah.
Jeremy's not here. Little tear. But we do have an assistant of the show, Sarah, who's going to read out the results for the UVA games. She's just getting ready.
Just doing a swap in there.
Well, there you go. Go, knock it out, Sarah, knock it out.
What you got for us, Sarah?
All right, so for the UVA scores, the men's team played yesterday against Louisville in Louisville and lost 6-1.
Oof.
Yeah, bad one. On the 27th, they'll be playing at home versus Cornell. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. And on the 30th, they're playing Virginia Tech here in Charlottesville, also at 7 p.m.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'll be a big one.
Derby game.
The women's UVA soccer team lost 2-1 to Miami on the 22nd in Florida. And today we played Florida State at 1 p.m., and it looks like they tied 1-1.
Not a bad result. We'll take that.
Yep.
You need to get down to the stadium. You need to get down to see some.
Yeah, get down there.
When did you say that
Virginia Tech game is?
Virginia Tech is the 30th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, we have to go down to that.
Absolutely.
That's going to be absolute crazy.
Yeah.
Just how we like it on Blokes on the Bench. So, yeah.
Don't forget, guys, you are tuning in, as Ryan said, to Blokes on the Bench here on 94.7 WPVC. You can contact us on 434-284-9470 or on Facebook, facebook.com/blokesonthebench. Or if you want to hit us up, send us a message directly through that Facebook link. There is an email button at the top. Or email us at blokesonthebench@hotmail.com. And, you know, if you've got a question for us, you don't have to call us if you're a bit, you know, you're a bit shy, you don't want to call. You just want to...
Well, you don't bite.
No, much. All right, let's get to the fixtures. Obviously, Premier League fixtures for this week, Monday, tomorrow, Burnley versus Watford. That's pretty much this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's part of this weekend. So, Burnley-Watford, I actually think that'll be a really good game. It seems to be the way Monday nights. They seem to get a pretty decent game, so... I know, so, yeah, I'm going 2-2 on that one. I reckon that'll be a... Pretty feisty.
Say Watford's going to win.
You said 2-2. Yeah, that means Watford's going to win.
No, I'm saying 2-2. He's saying Watford are going to win.
You're saying Watford's going to win. I'm sorry, I thought you were agreeing with him.
Now we're waiting on your prediction.
I think it's going to be 2-0 to Watford, and I think both goals are going to be scored by Troy Deeney. Troy Deeney! All right, guys. Starting, obviously... We've got a Friday game
coming.
Everton versus Crystal Palace.
That'll be a barn burner.
I tell you what.
3-1. 3-1 to Crystal Palace.
Wow, that's... Okay. I mean, on current form, if you're going based on... It's not a bad shout, but two teams that are so inconsistent, in my opinion. I think there's going to be goals. I'm going to go 3-3. Absolute goal.
Epic. What do you think, Mark?
I'm going to go 3-1 Everton.
Oh, 3-1 Everton? I'm doing 3-1 Crystal Palace. So
I've got a draw, so we've covered all the bases.
All right, guys. Starting on Saturday, that weekend game. What actually happened this weekend with all the games being played on Saturday and then one game on Sunday? What's that about?
It just happens sometimes.
All right, well, useless question to ask then. All right, so Saturday, we have Swansea playing Liverpool.
Liverpool,
isn't it?
Of course.
I'm going 2-0. But again, this is one of those games that if somebody told me... on Saturday afternoon that Swansea just beat Liverpool 2-0, I'm not sure I'd be that surprised. It's just a weird one, like, because they lost to Burnley, like, 2-0, Liverpool. Right. Wasn't that long ago. What, 4 games ago? But, yeah, I think the current form, the way they're playing, the confidence is up. You got to back Liverpool in that one. And Swansea aren't really doing much at the moment. So, yeah.
I'm going to say 2-1.
I'm going 2-0 Liverpool, I guess.
All right, so what about this next one? This is an interesting one. Both teams are kind of not playing well at the minute. Obviously, Arsenal played them over the weekend. Hull versus Chelsea.
I'd love to see Hull win.
I as well.
They need to not
get another deliberate handball in the box. Yeah. It's 2 weeks in a row that's cost them the game.
They've only got 15 players in their squad at the moment, so they can't afford to keep having people sent off. But I'd just love to see Hull nick it 1-0. If they can get to 0-0, 75 minutes.
You know what I'd love? I'd love to see Hull score within the first 10 minutes. And then
park the bus, and
Costa's like, you know, losing his head.
I think you've got to go Chelsea to win that, probably 2-0, but I'd just love to see Hull win that.
All right, so Sunderland versus West Bromwich Albion.
West Brom.
Scoreline?
1-0. That's how excited I am about that game.
All right, so then we get Watford again. Watford versus Bournemouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Eddie Howe's team. I got a soft spot for him. I got a soft spot for all the teams.
Jack Wilshere.
But again, Watford, Troy Deeney.
That's it.
He's just such a character.
At Watford, too.
You know when he scored last week against us? I was just like, oh, okay, well. Yeah. It was Troy Deeney. What can I say?
That's it. Man crush on Troy Deeney. I'm going 1-1 for Watford Bournemouth.
Okay.
I think that would be a good point for both teams, really. So
the Cherries.
Go with that.
What about you?
What about you, Watford or Bournemouth?
I'm going to go with Bournemouth with Jack Wilshere on the score sheet.
I'm the only one going for a 2-1 victory for Watford. All right, well, there you go then.
I'm in a draw mood, have you noticed? Every single one's pretty much a draw.
As long as there's a scoreline, like 2-2. Oh,
what's the next one, though? West Ham versus Middlesbrough? Yeah. That's got to be a draw, isn't it? Has to be.
0-0?
No, I'll go 1-1. Cheeky 1-1 on that one.
All right, so then Sunday, Manchester United versus Stoke.
We've got a thump on, haven't we?
We can't afford not to, because the week after that, or I think we're on. So next week, and then the week after that, we're off because of the
international.
When we come back, we play Liverpool.
Yeah, I think we need to spank them about 5-0. I'm not even joking. I think if we can put in a performance like we did on Saturday, yesterday, we should have no problems. But yeah, we've just got absolutely run over them, because they've been ran over a couple of times this year, Stoke. City ran over them.
And we're playing at home.
Spurs ran over them. I think we've got to send a message. We did a little bit, yes. We took the first step yesterday. Now we've got to back it up and do it again.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come after the fixtures are over. Leicester City versus Southampton. That's an interesting one right there.
Really interesting. You've almost got to go with Southampton just the way they're playing at the moment. Leicester, though, they've got to get something going.
They do have that midweek Champions League fixture too, so we'll see if they have any kind of hangover.
Who are they playing?
They are playing Porto, so that's going to be a tough match.
They're at home though, right?
I believe it is at home, but even still, Porto is always a tough test.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I was listening to some of their commentary from back home in England, and they were talking about how Leicester City, there was no like hunger in them yesterday, like no fight. Like, there was challenges that Vardy would have clearly just kept on running, but he didn't. You know what I mean? It was like, I don't know.
It was to be expected. Like, the teams, this team almost has to lose the Premiership this year, which I think we all know they're going to.
Right.
They're the current champions, but you have to lose it to get that hunger back, because you want to know what it feels like to win it again. That's why Giggsy's won so many. That's why Scholesy's won so many. When United won it, and then they lost to... and then Blackburn Rovers won it on the last day in 94. Like, who wins it the next year? United. We want it back. Like, you have to get that hunger back.
Right.
You can't just feel, like, entitled and just prance around like...
Ooh, look
you know,
at us.
It's owed. Yeah, it's not. You got to go want it. And what I've seen the past few games... What won it for them last year does not exist this year.
Well, there was a lot. It was a perfect storm last year. It wasn't just them playing.
It was everything.
It was managers and other teams and disarray. Teams falling asleep. I mean, it was just one of those really odd seasons where everything came together for Leicester.
Yeah. But hey, so, you got to pay them their dues. They're the current champions. You got to, you know. And the other thing as well is, I think we touched on it a few weeks ago, that it doesn't matter who the champions are. When the champions come to town and you've got to play them on a Saturday or a Sunday,
always put your phone.
You want to beat them more than anything. You can. That's a little like kind of feather in your cap. That we beat the champions this year.
Right.
I mean, They've got that to deal with. Everyone's coming after them. Yeah.
All right. So the next game after that, Tottenham Hotspurs versus Manchester City. You want to see Tottenham beat Manchester City?
I want to say Tottenham just to keep everything compact. But I think honestly, a realistic result. It's at Spurs. It's at White Hart Lane. I'll go 2-2.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I was going to say exactly the same thing, Mark.
I'm going to get the draw fever from Ryan. I hope for a draw.
All right, so the next game, obviously not. Hopefully you're not looking for a draw. Burnley versus Arsenal. 3-1 to Arsenal, I think.
Yeah, that might actually be an absolute. That might actually be an absolute spanking. Yeah, that might be like a 6-0. If Arsenal turn up again,
like we did against Chelsea, it will be an ugly, ugly match.
It's one of those, yeah. Where if somebody told me that Burnley just beat Arsenal 1-0, I'm not sure I'd be all that surprised. I think you've got to go with. Definitely Arsenal are going to win that, yeah. And I honestly think it's going to be an absolute. Spanking 6-0.
All right, guys. Just before we leave, I do want to
just recap on the competition. So again, this week, as we did this week coming, should I say, as we did last week, giving away a copy of FIFA 17 on whatever station you play on. So the question: what year did Ryan Giggs appear on the cover of the FIFA game? And which two professional footballers did he appear with? So we're looking for the year
and the players
and the two players. And you can email that in to us. Facebook.com. Blokes on the bench. There's the email thing at the top. Try and not post it on the message board because then you just give the answer to everybody and they just write it down as well. So we did have to delete a few posts on that last week. But otherwise you can hit us at blokesonthebench@hotmail.com. Just send us your contact info, like basically just your number. We'll give you a call back if you're the winner.
Absolutely.
And you'll hear it next week online.
Woohoo, your name will be on the radio. Just a quick thing. Goal of the week. Ooh. I'm going to go around and ask. Goal of the week. All right, I think I'm going to go first. Pogba. It wasn't some long-range fancy shot like Coutinho, but in terms of importance for him and for the team, getting that first goal is going to mean the world to us. As a United fan,
yeah, that's not my pick though. I'm going to go same game. I'm going to give it to the young kid, Damari Gray. It's such a great strike against a world class keeper. I'm old school. I'm going for the absolute rocket from 25 yards into the top corner. So Leicester City's Damari Gray. That's my vote.
This is going to tell you how good this goal is. It's a Tottenham player, son. I don't want to say it, but that was a great class strike. And not to mention, he's been scoring goals left and right for them lately, and they've all been very nice goals. Yeah. So
good pick, mate.
I'd like to give him some props on that.
That was a great goal, yeah. Good pick.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for tuning in to us. I'm Andy.
Ryan.
Mark.
And we will see you next time.
Been listening to Blokes on the Bench with your host Andy Richardson on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. Join us again next Sunday at 6 for another edition and feed us back at facebook.com/blokesonthebench.